Good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Briarcliff Chargers. Let's begin with the Briarcliff Chargers. They come into tonight's contest 18-7 overall, 11-7 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, rated number 10 in the most recent NAIA poll. They are coached by Mike Power. They won seven games in a row to start the season, recently had a six-game winning streak from January 13th through the 30th. Briarcliff has lost back-to-back contests, though, since that six-game winning streak. Those defeats came at the hands of Mount Marty and the College of St. Mary. Morgan Hansen leads this team with a 13.6 points per game average. She also grabs 4.8 rebounds and converts 44.5% of her field goals. Hansen has made a team-high 44 three-point field goals, and she converts 40% of her long shots. Jesse Corrick scores 13.4 points per game with 4.3 rebounds, and Kaylee Blake is good for 12.6 points per game. Mackenzie Shipley and Lexi Henschke are scoring 7.2 and 7.1 points per game, respectively. Chargers average 73 points per game. They allow 64.9 points per game. The Defender women are 8-17 overall, 4-14 in the GPAC. They've got four games remaining on their schedule. The Defenders are 3-3 over their last six games, 4-5 over their last nine. Micah Hull scores 10.1 points per game and grabs 12.2 rebounds per contest. She converts 45.1% of her field goal attempts. She also has 75 block shots this season. Kim Cruz scores 8.8 points per game with 4.6 rebounds. Cassidy Vredovodes averages 8.6 points per game with 5.8 rebounds. Paige Engber scores 8 points per game and is making 40% of her three-point shots. Abby Chapman adds 7.3 points per game. Jamie Gasink is good for 7.3 points per contest as well. And Michael Hall's 304 rebounds this season is a school record. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Briarcliff Chargers, they will start Jesse Corrick. Corrick, a 5'5 senior from Esko, Minnesota, averaging 13.4 points per game. Kaylee Blake is a 6'2 junior from Manning, Iowa, averaging 12.6 points per outing. Number four is Lexi Henschke, a 5'5 senior from Pender, Nebraska, averaging 7.1 points per game. Taylor Wagner is a 5'9 freshman from Harlan, Iowa, averaging 4.3 points per game. And number 42 is Morgan Hansen, a 5'9 junior from South Sioux City, Nebraska, averaging 13.6 points per game. For the North College Defenders, they will start number four, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.8 points per game. Number 22 is Abby Chapman. She is a 5'9 senior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 7.3 points per game. Number 23 is Jamie Gasink, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7.3 points per game. Number 32 is Michael Halst, a 6'3 senior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 10.1 points per game. And number 35 is Cassidy Vredovode, a 6-foot sophomore from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 8.6 points per game. Key players off of the bench for both teams. For Dort College, Paige Angbers, a 5'9 junior from Pella, averages 8 points per game. Robin Blunt is a 5'10 senior from St. Paul, Minnesota, averaging 5.4 points per game. For Briarcliff, Mackenzie Shipley is a 5'9 senior from State Center, Iowa, averaging 7.2 points per contest. And Taylor Vasa is a 6-foot freshman from Keystone, Nebraska, averaging 3.3 points per game. Broadcasting from the campus, this is Dort College Radio, KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with the start of today's contest right after this. Opening tip controlled by the Dort College Defenders, and we are underway with basketball. Pass goes left side over to Vredovode. Vredovode gives it up to Gasink. Gasink to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman at the high post. Swing it back left side over to Jamie Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Gives it up Chapman. Chapman right side Cruz. Cruz for the basketball. Dort College controlled the opening tap. They go high post Gasink. Kick out pass Cruz. Cruz lets fly with a three from the right wing. Misses everything. Too short. No good. Rebound taken away by the Briarcliff, or the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball on the team rebound. Dort College basketball Briarcliff basketball bringing it up. This is Jesse Corrick. Oh, rough start to today's broadcast. We'll try to get things rectified. Pass goes right side over to Hansen. Hansen with it down to the block. Nothing there. Hansen gets it back in the corner. She lets fly with a three from the right corner. It's good. Morgan Hansen, a 5'9 junior from South Sioux City, Nebraska, takes the lid off of the basket for the Briarcliff Chargers. They lead it 3-0. 3-0 our score. Chapman passes right side over to Vredovode. Vredovode with it inside to Hulse. Hulse travels with it. Turnover back to the Dort College, to the Briarcliff Chargers. Dort College turns it over. So Dort College, a missed shot, now a turnover. It's Briarcliff basketball. Jesse Corrick with it. Corrick passes over to Hansen. Hansen goes left side over to Henschke. Henschke in the corner. Hanschke comes pass, comes back over to Korek. Korek with the basketball. Korek driving the lane, nothing there. Kick out pass goes left side. This is Morgan Hansen, deep left corner. She had a three moments ago to start the scoring for Briarcliff. Down to the baseline, her pass deflected and taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Jamie Gasink. Gasink into the front court, North College trailing 3-0. Pass goes inside, intended for Malika Hulst. It's taken back by Kaylee Blake. And the North College defenders will play defense. Morgan Hansen passes it out front to Jesse Korek. Korek to Blake. Blake, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by the Chargers. Chargers reset the shot clock. Hansen out front, her open three is good. Morgan Hansen with a pair of threes to start the scoring for the Briarcliff Chargers. And the North College defenders trail 6-0. 6-0, our score. Pass goes left side, Chapman. Chapman out front, Cruz. Cruz on the right side over to Gasing. Gasing, bounce pass down low for Vredeboat. It's kicked out of bounds. It will be North College basketball. Jamie Gasink inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes out front to Cruz. Cruz into the lane. Sidesteps a defensive player. Puts the shot up. It's blocked. Rebound cleared by Blake. Now taken back by Gasink on the long pass. Gasink with a steal. Driving the other way. And we've got a blocking foul called on Morgan Hansen. Hansen whistled for the personal foul. Her first. Team foul number one on Briarcliff. Hansen dealt with foul trouble most of the contest in the first meeting of these two teams, but she did get rolling later in the contest. She's got 6 points already in this game. Pass comes into Vredevoet. Vredevoet off of the window from the right angle. Good. Cassidy Vredevoet with a two-point bucket, and the North College defenders trail 6-2. Korek with the basketball, so both teams on the board. Pass goes right side. This is Blake. Blake down on the block. Pass comes back over to Hanschke, and Hanschke carries it. It'll be North College basketball. North College basketball, Gasing to throw it in with her team trailing 6-2. And the Briarcliff Chargers will retreat on defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Gasing for the basketball. They'll pinch on the wings with the baseline player. Pass comes out front to Chapman. Chapman, three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen gives it up right side over to Wagner. Wagner in traffic, drops it off, shot no good. Dieger holds her ground. Rebound cleared by the defenders in Gasink. Gasink left side, Vredeboet. Vredeboet in traffic, off of the glass, no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go against the Briarcliff Chargers, and that foul goes on Morgan Hansen. That's number two on her. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Vredeboet makes one of two. She's got all 3 points for the defenders thus far. She's a 56% free throw shooter. Briarcliff basketball. Pass goes right elbow to Kaylee Blake. Blake down to the baseline. Gave it up to Lexi Hanschke. And Hanschke is fouled on the play. Paige Angbers into the contest for North College as well. Fouls charged to North College and Shea Dieger. That's number one on Dieger. Inbounding the basketball is Jesse Korek. Korek in the right corner. Thinks about the three. Decides against it. Korek now driving the lane. Kick out pass left side, Shipley. Shipley, three off the mark, no good. There for the putback. Off of the rebound, though, is Hanschke. Hanschke with a two-point bucket, and Briarcliff leads it 8-3. 8-3, our score. Right side pass, Cruz for the defenders. Pass out front, Angbers. Angbers tries to quickly pass it. It's deflected, taken back by Korek. Korek goes right side, Hanschke. Hanschke, flat-footed baseline shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jesse Korek. Korek for the basketball. Korek goes left side to Blake. Blake on the elbow. Blake loses it. And now we've got an offensive foul called on Briarcliff. Foul's going to go on number 21, Taylor Wagner. Wagner whistled for the personal foul. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. Pass goes right side, Vredevoet. Vredevoet, Robin Blunt. Blunt just into the ballgame, puts it on the deck, and it's taken away by Briarcliff. Chargers up and running with it. Pass goes left side. This is Shipley. Shipley will back it out and set it up for the Chargers. Pass goes right elbow. Briarcliff working it, looking for Corrick. Pass instead to Shipley. Right side is Henschke. Five to shoot now for the Chargers. Dribbling with the left hand is Targi. Targi's shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it was Blunt. She passed it off to Gasink. Gasink on the right wing. Back over to Blunt. Blunt's pass out front for Gasink. Taken back by Briarcliff and Targi. Targi driving in with the right hand. Her shot is good. Gasink tries to avoid the contact. And Jamie Gasink has whistled for the personal foul. Foul's going to go on Dort College. Julie Targi will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Free throw is up, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. And coming away with it was Robin Blunt. Blunt gives the basketball up. Pass goes left side to Chapman. Chapman feeds it inside Blunt. Blunt off the glass. Good. Robin Blunt with a two-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders trail it 10-5. 10-5 our score after Targi missed the free throw for the three-point play opportunity. Kim Cruz comes away with a long rebound. Here comes Dort College. Defenders up and running. They pass it ahead to Blunt. Robin Blunt with a two-point bucket. She's got a pair. And the Dort College defenders trail 10-7. 10-7 the score. Briarcliff with the basketball. Pass goes into the corner. Left-handed three from the right corner is off the mark. No good by Briarcliff and Emily Kay. And the Dort College defenders will send new players into the contest. Kenzie Bausma into the game for Dort College. On the floor for the defenders now, it's Bausma, Blunt, Chapman, Hulst, and Cruz. Pass comes in to Jesse Corrick. Corrick with the basketball. They feed it down low. Pass to the cutter, deflected and taken back by Robin Blunt. So Blunt comes away with a steal. Here comes Dort College with a basketball. Right side Chapman. Chapman into the lane. Bausma. Bausma with that at the free throw line. Back over to Chapman. Chapman three ball swish. Tied up 10-10 on the Abby Chapman three ball from the right wing. Abby Chapman averaging 7.3 points per game. Ties the game up with 3:33 remaining here in the first quarter. Briarcliff basketball. It comes to Taylor Vasa. Vasa, free throw line jumper, is good. Two-point basket for Vasa, and the Dort College defenders will bring it up, trying to unlock the tie. Pass right side over to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt. Reversal over to Chapman, back to Blunt. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, Bausma to throw it in. Bausma gets it inbounded to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz setting the offense. Cruz slicing in, puts it in. Short jumper is good. Kim Cruz with a two-point bucket, and we're tied 12-12. 2:49 remaining here in the first quarter. Busted defensive play. Briarcliff comes away with the easy basket. Taylor Wagner. Wagner with a two-point bucket, and Briarcliff leads at 14-12. 14-12. Bausma out front. Blunt. Blunt tries to feed it into Chapman, and we've got a kick called on the Briarcliff Chargers. So inbounding the basketball will be Abby Chapman. Chapman gets it inbounded to Micah Hulst, and Hulst drew a little bit of contact. Looked like she might get a foul call, but none came that time. Briarcliff racing the other way. And this time it's Annie Dewberry. Dewberry loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it back. Dort College basketball cruise across the timeline, 2:15 and counting, first quarter. Left side, they pass it down low, and Morgan Hansen playing with a couple of fouls. Checks into the ballgame and immediately reaches for one in the passing lane. If I remember correctly from the first meeting of these two teams, Hansen got saddled with a couple of fouls early on in the contest that were a long ways away from the basket. Ball deflected, and Abby Chapman chases it down in the backcourt. And I'm not so sure that was the correct call. They call an over and back violation on the Dort College defenders. I thought a Briarcliff player touched it when it went into the backcourt. Brian Rump didn't think so. Pass goes to the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Taylor Wagner with a two-point basket on the free throw line jumper. And that turnover turns into 2 points for Briarcliff. With it on the right side is Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing goes over to Chapman. Chapman into corner to Cruz. Cruz three, too strong, no good. Rebound tracked down by Michael Halston on the baseline. Out front, Chapman. Chapman shot from 12, no good. And now a fight for the basketball taken down by Vredeboed. Vredeboed wrestles it away, and she's got 5 points. Dort College trails 16-14. So an offensive rebound and a putback for Vredeboed. Briarcliff basketball, they pass it underneath. Shot is up and down for Kaylee Blake. Kaylee Blake with a two-point basket, and right now the offense is running away with things. Neither team really getting defensive stops at the moment. Dort College down four. You'd like to have it down to two or tied at the end of the first quarter. Pass goes over to Cruz. Cruz, elbow jumper is good. Kim Cruz with 4 points, and the defenders trail by two, 18-16. 18-16, our score. With the basketball, left side, Briarcliff and Henschke. Henschke on the wing, over to Hansen. Hansen goes left elbow to Taylor Wagner. Slicing into lane, shot no good by Wagner. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Gasing. Gasing with it, 4 second difference, shot clock and game clock. 28 seconds right now on the game clock. Gasing shouting directions. Now 18 on the shot clock. We'll watch that closer. Holst, pass over to Cruz. Cruz right at wing. Back over to Chapman. Chapman three, no good. Rebound cleared by Hansen. Morgan Hansen up the floor quickly. Right side it goes to Wagner. Wagner into the lane. Drops it off. Shot no good. 7 seconds remaining. Cruz with it. Six. She's still in the backcourt. Four across half court. Stops. Puts up the three. Missed it short. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Briarcliff 18, Dort College 16. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. First half, that is. Inbounding the basketball, Briarcliff. They get it inbounded to Corrick. Corrick with it at half court. Corrick passes left side over to Shipley. Shipley back to Corrick. Corrick with it in between the circles. Corrick now angling off to the right side. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders on the Chargers. Chapman with it at the free throw line. Comes back over to Hansen. Hansen three in traffic. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Jamie Gasing. So Dort College trailing by a deuce. Dort College setting the offense. Gasing passes over to Chapman. Chapman back over to Gasing. Gasing on the left wing. Zone defense applied by the Chargers. Left side, Chapman. Chapman gives it up, Vredeboed. Vredeboed to Blunt. Blunt with it on the wing. Back over to Chapman. Chapman looking for someone to pass to. Pass it back over to Blunt. Robin Blunt drives in. Off of the glass, good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Robin Blunt with her third field goal tonight. An opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play. And with 9:07 remaining in the first half of play, Dort College can take a lead here at 19-18 with a made free throw by Blunt. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. 7 points for Blunt as she makes the free throw. 64% free throw shooter. Bounce pass goes down low. Comes over to Corrick. Corrick with it on the left wing. So Blunt already with a point better than her season average. Came in averaging 5.4 points per game. She's got 7 already today. Ball's deflected out, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers will reset their offense. Put it on the right side is Jesse Corrick. Corrick on the wing. Corrick passes it back outside. Free throw line jumper off the line. No good by Shipley. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Gasing. Gasing will set the offense for the defenders. Briarcliff extending their defense out with Corrick hassling Gasing out there. Pass comes right side. Now Gasing. Gasing left side, Chapman. Chapman feeds it down low for Hulst. And Hulst fires it back out to the perimeter. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading 19-18 with 8:10 remaining here in the first half of play. Bounce pass right side and an easy bucket for Hansen. Hansen fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line. She'll try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play as she was able to beat her player on the backdoor cut. Vredeboot gets called for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Cassidy Vredeboot. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. A steal on the inbounds pass after the made free throw by Hansen, and the Chargers have opened up a four-point lead as they, in effect, had a five-point possession that time. Dort College passed it right to them on an inbounds pass. Now Hansen gathers in the missed shot by Abby Chapman. Here come the Chargers. Chargers with the basketball out front. Corrick. Corrick drops it off. Now Henschke setting the offense. Henschke passes down low and the ball is deflected out. Last touched by Briarcliff. Well, they're going to call a kick on the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Jesse Corrick to trigger it in. Pass goes in. They lob it to Blake. Blake on the block, working against DeAger, and DeAger doesn't give any ground, and a charging foul is called on Kaylee Blake. Blake whistled for the personal, and for Kaylee Blake, that is number two. Shea DeAger holds her ground that time. Charging fouls whistled. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Briarcliff basketball. They come away with a steal. Driving in the other way is Dewberry. Dewberry's shot no good, but a foul on the play. So Dewberry will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's going to go on Abby Chapman, and that's foul number one on Chapman. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore. Located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 and by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Pair of missed free throws by Annie Dewberry. Dort College with the basketball. The defenders trailing by four. 7:03 remaining in the first quarter, in the first half, that is. Paige Ingbers from the corner. She buries a three. Paige hitting over 40% of her three-point shots. And the defenders cut the lead down to 23-22. With the ball on the block, it's Taylor Vasa. Vasa working against Hulst. Nothing there for Vasa. Vasa kicks it back over to Hansen. Hansen left side to Corrick. Corrick on the right elbow to Targi. Targi to Hansen. Hansen step back three, short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst passes it off to Gasing. Gasing sets the offense. Pass comes back to Blunt. Blunt right wing. Gasing. Gasing. Against the zone defense applied by the Chargers. Down to the corner is Cruz. Cruz, Gasing. Gasing drives the lane. Puts it up off the glass. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Vasa. Vasa with the outlet pass to Corrick. Corrick driving in, right elbow, stops. Now Dewberry. Dewberry, ball fake. York College holding their ground. Pass goes down low to Vasa. Vasa picks it back up, gets it back over to Dewberry. Dewberry on the left wing. Now Korek. Korek at the top of the key. Korek passes right side, Targi. Targi to Vasa. Vasa in traffic. Shot on the way from 12 on the left wing by Korek. It's good. Korek with a two-point basket. And now Kim Cruz's pass is deflected, and Robin Blunt's going to be called for a foul. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number three on the defenders in this quarter. Inbounding the basketball, the Briarcliff Chargers and McKenzie Shipley. Shipley to Henschke. Henschke with the basketball. Henschke goes to Vasa. Right side pass. 15-footer from the right wing. No good by Henschke. Rebound cleared. York College comes away with the basketball. This is Gasing. Gasing right side, Blunt. Blunt feeds it underneath, intended for Hulst. It's taken back by Briarcliff. Chargers up the floor with the basketball. This is Henschke. Shipley, top of the key three, is good. Beg your pardon, that's Taylor Wagner. Wagner with a three-point bucket. She's got seven. And the Chargers open up a six-point lead at 28-22. Pass from Cruz over to Gasing. Gasing can't track it down. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff basketball. After the turnover by the defenders, York College has been hampered by turnovers here in the early going. Pass goes to the free throw line. This is Taylor Vasa. Vasa to Henschke. Henschke right side to Targi. Targi gives it up. Vasa. Vasa with it. Vasa spins into the lane, puts it up, blocked by Hulst. Rebound Hulst. Pass outlet to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing in between the circles out front. Jamie Gasing on the left side. Zone defense applied by the Chargers. High post, Chapman. Chapman 15-footer, missed it, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Micah Hulst. 28-24, Door College, down by four. Briarcliff basketball, 3:50 and counting. Chargers have it. This is Targi. Targi to Wagner. Wagner deep in the left corner. Instead, it goes out front to Shipley, number 11. Shipley in between the circles. She passes left side to Vasa. Vasa, Shipley, four to shoot. Shipley off the fly. Her shot no good. Rebound cleared by Hulst. Hulst with the basketball gives it up to Gasing. And Gasing will take it across half court. Gasing with it. Picks up her dribble. Goes right side. Now Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Picks up her dribble into the corner of Radevoet underneath Gasing. Gasing by herself. Shot is up. Good. They'll wave it off and say the foul came before the shot attempt. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff's Julie Targi. Targi whistled for the personal. That's number one on her. Team foul number three called on the Chargers in this quarter. Inbounding the basketball for the Dort College defenders is Chapman. Chapman looking, passes over the top. She finds Ingbers. Ingbers over to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz on the right side. She passes off to Vredevoet. Vredevoet into the corner to Ingbers. Ingbers is going to drag her pivot foot. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Turnovers, turnovers, and more turnovers for the Dort College defenders in this one so far. Dort College charged with 12 already, and I'm surprised it's not higher. Shot on the way for three is good. That one knuckleballed up there, and Emily Kay finds the bottom of the basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 31-24, so a seven-point advantage for the Chargers. Another turnover by the defenders against the pressure by Briarcliff. Briarcliff basketball, right side Kay. Kay shot up, no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz takes it up the floor. Kim has it on the right side. Picks up her dribble. She passes back over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet into the corner. Ingbers. Ingbers three. Good. Paige Ingbers with her second three. She's got six, and the defenders back to within four, 31-27. Vasa, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Ingbers. Ingbers outlets to Cruz. Here comes Stuart College. That wasn't Vasa, but rather Blake. Cruz with it. Pass left side, Chapman. Chapman to Holst. And now we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Blake, I believe. Kaylee Blake whistled for her third personal foul. Dewberry checks into the contest. So Dewberry checks into the contest. Inbounding will be Chapman. Chapman throws it into Vredevoet. Vredevoet in traffic. Right hand. Off of the window from the right block. No good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Chargers. Pass deflected. Taken back by Vredevoet. Vredevoet with a steal on the help defense. Kim Cruz will bring it up. Dort College down 4, 31-27. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman to Ingbers. Ingbers left side to Vredevoet. Vredevoet back around the horn. Left side pass. Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Comes back right side, Chapman. Chapman feeds it inside Holst. Back outside Ingbers. Eight to shoot. Cruz puts a shot up in traffic. Shot no good. Four to shoot. Back over to Ingbers. Three ball off the heel. No good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Micah Holst. Holst goes right side back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman goes right side. Holst. Holst. Cruz. Cruz. Vredevoet. Vredevoet 15-footer. Good. Vredevoet with seven. Dort College trails 31-29. 47 seconds left to go in the first half. Briarcliff basketball. Emily Kay setting the offense. She passes free throw line to Dewberry. Dewberry gives it up. Hansen. Hansen shot no good. And Hansen, after making her first two threes, I believe, has gone 0 for 3 from the three-point line. And the Dort College defenders, a use-it-or-lose-it timeout here. 30 seconds on the game clock, 27 on the shot clock. Dort College will use their first timeout of the basketball game. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And the Dort College women's basketball team would like to acknowledge their Pink Night sponsor, Chapman Orthodontics. Dr. Kevin Chapman, helping patients of all ages in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, since 1989. Kevin and Len Chapman are the parents of senior guard Abby Chapman. Dort College women's basketball would like to thank them for their continued support of the program and the warm-up tops, the pink warm-up tops, courtesy of the Chapman. So thank you for that on this pink night. Inbounding the basketball is Abby Chapman. Pass goes into the backcourt. Gaysink. Gaysink with it, working against Jesse Corrick. Briarcliff brings the double team. Briarcliff. Pass goes right side, Chapman. Chapman gives it up to Ingbers. Ingbers to Gaysink. Gaysink with it in the corner. She's going to drive left side, lobs it up for Holst, and it's deflected out. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing it in. Gaysink left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gaysink gets it into Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three off the mark. No good. And a foul called on the rebound. That's going to be number four on the defenders. And Briarcliff will inbound length of the floor in front of them. Briarcliff inbounding the basketball. Micah Holst, that was foul number one on her. And Briarcliff takes it across half court, and they call for a timeout. They use their use-it-or-lose-it timeout. They'll be inbounding at midcourt when we resume play with 4.8 seconds remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. 31-29, Dort College by a deuce, 4.8 seconds left to go in the half. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712 737-6000. Briarcliff inbounds near midcourt, 4 seconds left. Driving in is Corrick, kickout pass. Comes back over to Wagner. Wagner's three at the buzzer, off the mark, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Briarcliff 31, Dort College 29. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing Briarcliff 31-29. Briarcliff had as much as a 7-point lead in this one. Most recently at 31-24, Dort College closed on a 5-0 run and had a chance to make it 7 or 8-0 to close the half, but Briarcliff got a defensive stop, and Briarcliff actually got a three at the buzzer that was off the mark, and that's how we end up at this 31-29 difference. It was 12-12 at one point. Dort College never led. It was 18-16 at the end of the first quarter. Dort College is 12 of 27 from the floor for 44%. 3 of 11 on threes, 27.3%. 2 for 3 on free throws, 66.7%. Briarcliff 13 of 33 from the floor, 39.4%. 4 of 11 on threes, 36.4%. 1 for 4 on free throws for 25%. Dort College has out-rebounded Briarcliff 21-15. Turnovers, Briarcliff 8, Dort College 14. Boy, you take away even 5 of those turnovers and turn those into 1 or 2 baskets, and the Dort College defenders could be leading in this one. Individually, Dort College led by Robin Blunt and Cassidy Vredevoet with 7 points each. Kim Cruz had 4, Abby Chapman 3, Micah Holst had 2. 6 for Paige Angbers on a pair of 3s. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 9 points for Morgan Hansen, 7 by Taylor Wagner, 4 by Lexi Henschke, 3 for Emily Kay, 2 each for Julie Targhee, Taylor Vasa, Jesse Corrick, and Kaylee Blake. Michael Holst with 7 rebounds, Kim Cruz with 5, 4 rebounds for Robin Blunt. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 4 rebounds for Kaylee Blake. Lexi Henschke has 4 assists for the Chargers. Dort College is led by Kim Cruz with 2 assists so far in this one. Jamie Gasing with a pair of steals. Kaylee Blake has a pair of steals for Briarcliff along with Taylor Vasa and Julie Targhee. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And I have to take it back. Dort College did lead by 1 at one point early in the second quarter. A 3-point play opened the second quarter of play and pushed Dort College from down 18-16 to up 19-18. Other than that, though, Dort College has not led. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with a rundown of what else is happening in the conference tonight. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Either at halftime or near halftime, women's college basketball in the conference. Hastings leads Nebraska Wesleyan 27-26. Concordia leads Midland 35-20. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan 41-36 at this point. Mount Marty leads Northwestern 32-26. Doan and the College of St. Mary have yet to tip off. They begin at 7 o'clock in Omaha. Women's basketball race, Morningside has taken a lot of the suspense out of it. They've got a 4-game lead with 4 games to go. Dakota Wesleyan is 12-6. They're in second place. And then you've got a 4-way tie for third with Concordia, Briarcliff, Hastings, and Mount Marty. 2 games separates Mount Marty from the 6th-place team, currently, or the 7th-place team, beg your pardon, Northwestern. They're 9-9. College of St. Mary is 8-10, and right now they occupy the 8th and final playoff spot with 2 weeks to go. Doan is 7-11, so they're a game out of the 8th spot. Midland is 3 games back with hopes fading. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan 4-14 and 3-15, respectively, in this 22-game conference schedule. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College basketball on KDCR tonight. The defenders hosting the Briarcliff Chargers. Women's game at halftime, Dort College trailing Briarcliff 31-29. coming up this weekend. Dort College basketball at Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln, Nebraska. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear it on KDCR in 1 week from tonight. Dort College at Mount Marty to face the Lancers in Yankton, South Dakota. 6 o'clock start time for the women's game, 8 o'clock start time for men's basketball. Dort College will have the basketball to start the second half of play. Abby Chapman to throw it in for the defenders. Right now, the Dort College defenders just a shade below their season average, or on pace for a shade below their season average. Briar Cliff has been held substantially below the pace for their season average. They come in averaging almost 74 points per ballgame. Chapman's three is off the mark, no good. Rebound is deflected out. Last touch by Morgan Hansen for Briar Cliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Chapman. Chapman to Traeger. Chapman gets it in to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball in between the circles. Kim picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet to Gasink. Gasink with it left side. Gasink with it on the wing. 17 to shoot. Now 15. 13 now. Gasink backs it out in between the circles. Gasink right side. Looking for someone to pass to, and it goes off of a Briar Cliff player out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Black touched by Kaylee Blake. Throwing the ball in will be Gasink. Gasink triggers, finds Bredevoet. Bredevoet shot blocked, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briar Cliff. Dort College basketball again. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop with 5 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Gasink looking, still looking. And an illegal screen called on Cassidy Bredevoet. Bredevoet whistled for her second personal foul. Micah Hulse will check out of the ball game, and the defenders will retreat and play defense. Chargers have the basketball. With it on the right side is Lexi Henschke. Henschke out front. She passes off to Blake. Blake, free throw line, off the mark, no good. Rebound deflected out long, taken out by Kim Cruz. Cruz with basketball. Cruz sheds one defensive player. That is Taylor Wagner. Pass goes over to Chapman for the lead. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Briar Cliff. Chargers coming up with the basketball. Henschke. Henschke, long pass into the front court. Nothing there. Comes back over to Taylor Wagner. Wagner's three, off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the defenders. Kim Cruz beating it up the floor. Tries to pass it off to Bredevoet. Bredevoet loses the handle on it. Picked it up. Gets it back over to DeAger. DeAger, Gasink. Gasink right side. Three on the way is up. Short, no good by Cruz. Rebound taken down by Kaylee Blake. Blake up to Hansen. Morgan Hansen with it on the right wing. Hansen passes it off to Korick. Korick with the basketball. Korick comes back over to Wagner. Wagner with it on the left wing. She passes underneath to Blake. Blake shot no good. Neither team has scored for the first 2 minutes of this second half. Bringing the basketball up is Gasink. Gasink goes left side. Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Bredevoet. Bredevoet back to Gasink. Gasink tries to split the defense. Nothing there. Reverses it outside Chapman. Chapman tries to feed it underneath for DeAger. It's taken back by Briar Cliff. Briar Cliff with the basketball. Briar Cliff goes left side to Taylor Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner to Henschke. Henschke to Korick. Korick shot no good. Rebound taken down by DeAger. DeAger comes away with the basketball. Neither team able to find the hoop here in the second half. 7:29 remaining in the third period of play. Left side pass, Cruz. Cruz, Bredevoet. Bredevoet, deep left corner. Bredevoet picks up her dribble. Passes over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz, lob pass over the top intended for DeAger. It's taken back by Briar Cliff. Briar Cliff up and running with it, and they throw it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briar Cliff basketball. Briar Cliff basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kim Cruz will check out of the ballgame. Abby Chapman checks out. Briar Cliff throwing it in. Jesse Korick. Korick on the baseline. Passes it out front to Henschke. Henschke to Shipley. Shipley on the right elbow of the lane. Gives it up to Hansen. Shot on the way is up and good for Korick. Korick with a two-point bucket. And the defenders trail 33-29. That's the first field goal of the second half, coming 3 minutes into the second half of play. Jamie Gasink gets called for a travel violation in the backcourt. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff for the basketball. Jesse Corrick to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it into Hansen. Hansen misses the shot. Rebound taken down by Hulst. Hulst gets it away to Gasing. Gasing lost the handle on it. Came off of a player and sprang into the front court. Gasing picks it back up. Gets it back over to Hulst. Hulst left side. Vredevoet. Vredevoet underneath Hulst. Hulst, two-point bucket. Good. Michael Hulst with 4 points. Defenders trail 33-31. Blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken down by Blunt. Robin Blunt with the basketball. Robin into the front court. Passes back over to Gasing. Gasing in between the circles out front. Pass goes right side, Angbers. Angbers deep in the right corner. Pass out front. Angbers intended for Blunt. Taken away by Henschke. Henschke's shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and number 25, Robin Blunt. It's foul number two on her. Free throws on the way for Henschke. Henschke will shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 6 points for Henschke as she makes them both. 35-31, Briarcliff by four. Gasink in the backcourt gets it ahead to Vredevoet. Vredevoet, Angbers. Angbers had Blunt open for the moment. Pass comes back over to Vredevoet instead. Vredevoet's pass deflected out. Last touch by Briarcliff. It will be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Angbers, left side. Just over half court. Angbers on the far sideline gets it in to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink setting the offense. 15 to shoot. Jamie still has the basketball on the wing. Looks cross court. Instead comes out front, Angbers. Angbers left side, Gasing. Gasing floats it up from eight, no good. Rebound deflected out and picked up by Michael Hulst, and she's fouled on the perimeter. Foul's going to go on Jesse Corrick. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Kim Cruz to check into the ballgame, as does Robin Blunt. Abby Chapman checks in. Blunt and Gasing check out. Angbers throws the ball in. Page gets it in to Kim Cruz. Cruz feeds it down low for Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Angbers. Angbers goes right side. Back over to Cruz. Cruz to Angbers. Angbers out front. Chapman. Chapman right side. Cruz. Cruz underneath Hulst. Hulst lay in good. Michael Hulst with six. Dort College trails 35-33. 5:15 and counting, third quarter. Briarcliff basketball. Mackenzie Shipley with it. Shipley's pass down low for Bassa. It's deflected and now picked up by Vredevoet. Vredevoet tries to pass it out. It's taken back by Briarcliff. Chargers come away with it. And from the perimeter, Jesse Corrick with a two-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders trail it 37-33. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5.
Dort College.
37-33. After the timeout, charge to Briarcliff. Briarcliff leading by four. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Cruz passes cross-court over to Vredevoet. Dort College has been within two on a few different occasions here in the third quarter. They trail by four right now. Pass goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman gives it up, Angbers. Angbers lets fly with a three off the dribble. No good there for the rebound, and the putback is Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz with 6 points. Dort College trails 37-35. Lexi Henschke with it. Henschke gives it up to Grimshaw. Grimshaw count the hoop, and she is fouled. She sliced in from the right side, from the right wing, got fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Abby Chapman. That's number two on Abby Chapman. Free throw on the way for Grimshaw. She's 4-for-4 this season from the free throw line. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Kim Cruz's inbounds pass is nearly intercepted. Dort College has the basketball back. They'll be inbounding length of the floor in front of them. Engbers will throw it in. Engbers gets it in to Gaysink. Gaysink with it in the backcourt. Gaysink trapped. Gets it away. Engbers. Engbers up the floor to Gaysink, and the ball is deflected out in front of the Briarcliff bench. Paige Engbers will throw the ball in. Pass gets into Vredevoet. Vredevoet right side Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Back over to Engbers. Engbers to Gaysink. Gaysink into the corner. Vredevoet left side. Out front. Three on the way for Engbers. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Hulst. Back right side, Gaysink. Gaysink in traffic, and Gaysink is hammered on the play. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff and Mackenzie Shipley. Shipley didn't get her, Vasa did. And Gaysink will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 3:46 remaining here in the third quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Gaysink, a 67% free throw shooter, makes both free throws. And the North College defenders retreat defensively. Stolen by Gaysink. Gaysink, one player to beat. Drives in traffic. Up strong with the right hand from the left side. Good. Jamie Gaysink with four unanswered, and the defenders trail 40-39. Driving in. Gaysink got a hand on it. Gaysink with another steal. Jamie Gaysink with the basketball, bringing it up against the pressure by Henschke. Gaysink picks it up, passes it back over to Cruz. The Dort College fans wanted to foul that time, called on Henschke as she reached across Gaysink's body on a couple different occasions. Shot in the lane, no. We've got a loose basketball. Micah Hulst comes up with it. And Taylor Wagner is going to be called for the personal foul. It's foul number two on Wagner. 40-39, our score, Dort College. Trailing by a point. And Kim Cruz is called for an offensive foul on the inbounds play. And so the turnover back to Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball. Briarcliff leading by a point, 40-39. Bringing the basketball up is Jesse Corrick. Corrick on the left side. Corrick to Blake. Blake working against Hulst. Back out front, Hansen. Hansen, 17-footer straight on, good. She's got 11. Morgan Hansen with a two-point basket. It's 42-39. Now a steal in the backcourt. Briarcliff comes up with it. Hansen comes away with a loose basketball. Hansen lays it up and down. She's got 13 now, and the defenders trail by 5 again, 44-39. Paige Engbers across half court. Paige gives it up to Gaysink, 2:25 remaining in the third period. Jamie Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink passes left side. Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt, top of the key. Left side it goes to Cruz. Cruz. Right corner, Blunt. Blunt into Engbers. Engbers back over to Robin. Robin to Gaysink. Five to shoot. Kick out pass. Cruz. Cruz off the dribble. Two, puts it up from the baseline. It's no good. Rebound deflected, and it's loose. Picked up by. Well, that foul is going to be called on the North College defenders. And Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line. I beg your pardon. Kim Cruz picks up her second personal foul. And that is team foul number 5 on the defenders. 44-39, our score. Morgan Hansen will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Free throw on the way for Hansen is up and good. She's got another one coming. Another free throw on the way for Hansen. Hansen 2-for-2 from the free throw line and now misses that one. 45-39, but the long rebound. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And Jesse Korick travels with it. Angbers gets it in the backcourt. This is Gasink. Gasink with it, and Gasink is fouled on the play. Foul called on Korick. So with 1:44 remaining, inbounding the basketball is Angbers. Dort College down 6, 45-39. And we've got a kick called in the backcourt against the Briarcliff Chargers. Sydney Beal, I beg your pardon, Paige Angbers to throw it in. Angbers looking. Gets the ball handed to her. Passes it into Gasink, and the ball is deflected again. Underneath the basket, Dort College will be inbounding. 25 seconds on the shot clock, so they've got 5 seconds now to get the ball across the timeline. Angbers will throw it long over the top, intended for Blunt. Blunt races after it, saves it in, and it's loose. And now ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Robin Blunt. It'll be Dort College turning it over. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Briarcliff basketball, Korick. Korick passes over to Blake. Blake at the top of the key, Hansen. Hansen over the basketball. Hansen picks up her dribble. She passes left side to Fuller. Down to the baseline. Jumper from the baseline is good for Kaylee Blake. Blake with 4. Dort College trails 47-39. Briarcliff with their biggest lead of the ballgame. Dort College had it down to a 1-point ballgame at 40-39. 7 unanswered by Briarcliff, though. It's extended it to 8. Shot in the lane is off the heel. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz sidesteps a defensive player. Shot no good. And the rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Briarcliff up and running with it. Long pass into the front court. Layup is up and good for Jesse Korick. Count the hoop. She is fouled. And the foul is going to go on Paige Angbers. Angbers whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on Paige. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Our score. Cassidy Vredevoad checks into the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Vredevoad, Angbers, Chapman, Gasink, and Hulst. Dort College mired in a 10-0 run for Briarcliff. Gasink will bring it up for the defenders. Dort College trailing by 11, 50-39. 34 seconds and counting. Left side with it is Gasink. Gasink picks up her dribble. She passes over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball, right side. Vredevoad. Vredevoad feeds it underneath. It's taken back by Hansen. Hansen over the basketball. Hansen with it on the right side. Briarcliff will hold for the final shot of the third quarter. 12 seconds left. Now 10. Hansen working against Chapman. Weak side pass. Gets over the top to Blake. Blake, 2-point bucket. Good. She's got 6. 2 seconds left. Ball's inbounded to Chapman. Chapman to Gasink. Gasink lets fly at the buzzer. No good. And the Briarcliff Chargers close the third quarter on a 12-0 run to push a 1-point lead up to 13. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College down a baker's dozen. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. This game was 40-39 at one point. Right now, Briarcliff flexing their muscle. Pass goes to Hansen. Hansen, mid-range jumper is good. Morgan Hansen with 16 points this evening. Averages 13.6 points per game. And she extends the lead to 15, 54-39. Pull-up jumper by Chapman. Chapman's 10-footer from straight on is good. She's got five. That ends the run of 14 points in a row. 54-41 our score. Hansen with it in between the circles. She passes to Fuller. Fuller with it. Fuller to Grimshaw. And Grimshaw travels with it. It'll be Dort College basketball. 54-41, Dort College. Down 13. Nobody's open. They get it into Chapman now. That was Ingbers finding Chapman. Ingbers in the backcourt. Back to Chapman. Chapman's pass deflected. Picked up by Gasink, and Gasink is pushed from behind by Emily Kay. Kay whistled for the personal. It's foul number one on her. And team foul number one on Briarcliff in this quarter. Inbounding will be Ingbers. They get it into Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Abby with it in between the circles. She passes left side over to Ingbers. Ingbers out front, Gasink. Gasink right side, Chapman. Chapman to Vredevode. Vredevode double teamed in the zone. Pass comes right side, Chapman. Chapman three, no good. Rebound cleared by Hansen. Hansen with the basketball for the Chargers. Hansen, cross court pass. Grimshaw. Grimshaw 12-footer left wing, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though. Is Lexi Hinch? Kaylee Blake. Blake with eight, and the defenders trail 56-41. Pass comes over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman with it in between the circles. She passes left side. Comes right back over to Gasink. Gasink at the top of the key. She gives it right side, Chapman. Chapman, three ball on the way, missed it short, no good. Gets her own rebound back, does Chapman. Chapman setting the offense. She passes left side. Feed it down low. Vredevode. Vredevode splits the defense, and Vredevode knocked down on the play. She is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Cassidy Vredevode, 7 points at halftime, scoreless since. Dort College trails by 15, 56-41. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore. Located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. 56-42, another free throw on the way for Vredevode. Vredevode with 8 points. Dort College limited here in the second half to 5 field goals and 4 free throws now. 14 points total. Dort College trails 56-43. This was a 40-39 ball game at one point. Dort College has not led here in the second half. And now Briarcliff will work the offense. Pass goes left side, Corrick. Corrick to Grimshaw. Her shot no good from the left side of the lane. Rebound cleared, Gasink. Gasink with the basketball across the timeline. Jamie has it in between the circles out front, trailing by a baker's dozen. Gasink goes right side, Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Gasink, Gasink left wing. Jamie goes short corner, Vredevode, Vredevode, Gasink. Gasink right side, Ingbers. Ingbers gives to Cruz, Cruz, Vredevode, Vredevode, short corner. Kick out pass, three on the way for Ingbers, shot no good. And now the rebound goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff for the basketball, 7:21 remaining in regulation. Briarcliff leading 56-43. Pass comes top of the key. Taylor Wagner. Wagner in between the circles. She goes right side to Shipley. Shipley to Henschke. Henschke back left side, Corrick. Corrick cut off. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. That was Taylor Wagner with a three-point attempt. Dort College coming back the other way. Jamie Gasink across the timeline. Gasink passes left side over to Ingbers. Ingbers to Gasink. Gasink left side. Goes back into the corner, Ingbers. Ingbers around the horn. Right side, Cruz. Cruz in traffic. Nothing there. Goes short corner, Vredevode. Vredevode shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Briarcliff up and running with it. Corrick. Corrick Feeds it right side. Shot is blocked by Hulst out of bounds. On the shot attempt by Taylor Wagner, it'll be North College on defense. Inbounding the basketball will be Jesse Korick. Korick to throw it in. Korick triggering. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Wide open is Henschke. Henschke's shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback. It's Kaylee Blake. Blake with a two-point bucket. And the Briarcliff Chargers trail 58-43. Pass stolen by Angbers. Angbers back over to Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Gasink with it, 6 minutes remaining. Right side, Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Kim Cruz setting the offense. 2-3 zone applied here by the Briarcliff Chargers. Right side is Angbers. Angbers tries to pass it through the lane. Intended for Gasink. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Angbers to trigger it. Page to toss it in. Page gets it inbounded. No, it's tipped out of bounds by Briarcliff and Lexi Henschke. And the North College defenders will inbound again. This time Page will do it directly across from me on the other sideline in front of the aisle, separating the standing student section from the seated student section. Cruz in traffic, her shot no good. And now foul called against the Briarcliff Chargers on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff and Morgan Hansen. That's number three on her. Coach Mike Power wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 58-43 our score. Dort College down 15. 5:35 remaining in regulation. Cassidy Vredevoad throws it in over the top, intended for Micah Hulst. It's taken back by Briarcliff. Chargers up and running with it. Henschke drives in, lays it up with the right hand. Good, she's got eight. 60-43, North College down 17. Kim Cruz in the backcourt with the basketball. They double-team her. Try to pass it off to Cassidy Vredevoad. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be North College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Paige Angbers. Angbers to trigger it. Jeff Seger to my left, a computer-saving catch. Pass goes over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. They feed it down low, 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers tries to dump it down low, intended for Michael Hulst. Ball is deflected out, last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be North College basketball. 5 to shoot for the defenders. Abby Chapman. Chapman to throw it in. And Chapman's pass will go into the backcourt. It'll be North College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. On the sideline where North College inbounded from, because no one touched it, inbounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, game reset. 60-43, 5 minutes left in regulation. Three fouls called on Briarcliff in this quarter, none on Dort College. Briarcliff with two timeouts remaining, Dort College with four of their five timeouts left. Briarcliff with the basketball, pass goes right side, Blake. Blake gives it up, Hansen. Hansen, two-point bucket, good. Hansen with nine in the first half, another nine in the second half. Dort College trailing 62-43. Robin Blunt, pass intended for Gasink. Ball's deflected out, picked up by Briarcliff. Coming away with it is Targhee. Targhee to Dewberry. Dewberry right side to Hansen. Hansen with it on the wing. Hansen comes back out front. Emily Kay. Kay goes free throw line. Blake. Blake faces up, left elbow over the lane. She passes back over to Targhee. Targhee gives into the corner with a basketball. Is Grimshaw. I beg your pardon. That was Hansen with the 3-point shot. Missed it. Dort College. Kim Cruz comes away with a loose basketball. Lace it up with the right hand. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Here comes Briarcliff. Emily Kay with it. Kay with it on the left wing. Kay dumps it down low for Blake. Reverse layup attempt. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Gasink with the basketball in the backcourt. Jamie takes it up. working against Kay. Pass goes right side to Cruz. Pass into the middle of the lane, taken back by Briarcliff. Coming up with the basketball is Kay. And Kay's long pass into the front court. It's tipped away out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Briarcliff turns it over. 3:30 left to go in regulation. Throwing the ball in will be Chapman. Abby Chapman to trigger it. Chapman looking. Abby still looking. Finds Radovode. Radovode in the backcourt. Gets it over the top to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz in traffic. Back over to Blunt. Blunt on the right wing. Now to Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side. Briarcliff 62, Dort College 43. Hulse puts it up in traffic. Her shot is blocked. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers with it. Right side, Henschke. Henschke to Shipley. Shipley to Grimshaw. Grimshaw back out front. Pass goes right side, Henschke. 15 to shoot for the Chargers. Stolen by Dort College and Cassidy Vredebode. Here come the defenders. Cruz with it. Cruz in between the circles. Kim Cruz setting the offense. She's got it on the left wing now. Tries to fire it underneath. And Dort College has had just a terrible time of it this evening in terms of hanging on to the basketball. Too many turnovers when this one's all said and done. Going to double check where we are. I would imagine we are well over 20 turnovers for the defenders so far in this one. And Dort College commits a foul across midcourt. 31 turnovers on the defenders. And the defenders have been limited to 14 points here in the second half. They've been outscored 31-14, turning a two-point ball game into a 19-point difference. 2:35 remaining in regulation. Pass goes left side, Briarcliff basketball, Fuller. And now a pass into the lane, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Dort College and number 32, Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for her second personal foul. 2.5 minutes left to go in regulation. Pass deflected by Vredevoet. Loose basketball. It's down on the floor. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Briarcliff. Briarcliff calls a timeout to preserve the possession. This is KDC RSU Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after. Briarcliff basketball, they're down to their final timeout. They use their fourth one to preserve a possession there. With the basketball is Jesse Corrick. Corrick with it on the right wing. Corrick gives it up to Alex Fuller. Fuller on the give and go, drives down to the baseline, cut off. Pass goes left side, three on the way. Oh, just a two. Two-point basket for Aaron Grimshaw. Grimshaw with five. And the Chargers extend the lead to 64-43. 2 minutes remaining. Pass goes ahead to Robin Blunt. Blunt to Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball. Vredevoet right side. They give it underneath to Vredevoet again on the give from Hulse. Ball is deflected out. Picked up by Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt left side. To Bausma, Bausma right side, Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble, passes back over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet with it, Vredevoet to Blunt. Blunt shot in traffic, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Michael Hulst. Michael Hulst with eight. Dort College trails 64-45. Timeout on the floor for substitutions. Briarcliff will use their last timeout of the ball game. You're listening to KDC RSU Center, 88.5 FM. Checking in, Brianna Bergquist. On the floor for the defenders now, it'll be Chapman, Bergquist, Vredevoet, Waltersdorf, and Blunt. Briarcliff gets the ball inbounded to Grimshaw. Grimshaw with it in between the circles. Grimshaw working against Vredevoet. 1:15 and counting. Pass to Beals. That's Sydney Beals for Briarcliff. Top of the key pass to Shipley. Shipley to Kay. Into the corner. Shipley. Shipley three. Good. Mackenzie Shipley with a three-point basket. And the defenders trail it 64-45. 67-45. Shipley moments ago with that three-point bucket. Her first points of the day. Under a minute to go in this contest. Briarcliff is going to improve to 12-7, 19-7 overall. Dort College will slip to 4-15 and 8-18. Chapman takes it across half court. Right side, Jora Vanderhart. Pass goes left side over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball, Vanderhart. Vanderhart, Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up, and they go back over to Bergquist. Bergquist shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken back by Briarcliff. Chargers come up with it. Emily Kay. Kay, right side. Back over to Grimshaw. Grimshaw, nothing there. Fires it out to the perimeter. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Steffi Kennard and Hannah Norton check into the ballgame for Dort College. Chapman and Blunt check out. 67-45 our score. 22-point ballgame. Pass goes left elbow to Kay. Ball's deflected out. Vanderhart picks it up. Now we've got a kick called against Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Seconds remaining in this contest. Ball's inbounded to Norton. Norton takes it across the timeline. Hannah Norton in between the circles out front. Norton passes right side. Vanderhart. Vanderhart, Bergquist. Bergquist back over to Vanderhart. Vanderhart to Kennard. Kennard, Bergquist, 5 seconds left. Kennard, three, no good. There for the rebound and the putback attempt. Walterstorff, her shot, no good. And that's the end of the ball game. Dort College loses to Briarcliff by a final score of 67-45. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. Ended up being a long night at the OK Corral for the Dort College defenders as they lose by a final score of 67-45. Briarcliff led 31-29 at halftime. It was 40-39. Near the midpoint of the third quarter when Briarcliff went on a 15-0 run that ended up spanning the end of the third quarter and beginning of the fourth quarter. By the time Dort College scored again, the score stood 54-39, and the defenders just unable to generate offense as they were outscored 15-6 in the fourth quarter of play. Briarcliff all totaled outscored Dort College 36-16 in the second half of play. Briarcliff for the ballgame, 28 of 62 from the floor, 5 for 15 on threes, 6 of 10 on free throws, 45.2% from the floor, 33% from the three-point line, and 60% on free throws. For the Dort College defenders, 18 of 54 from the floor, 3 for 20 on threes, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. That comes out to 15% from the three-point line, 86% from the free throw line, and a total of 33%. From the floor. Dort College was out-rebounded Briarcliff 41-31. Dort College hampered by turnovers throughout this one as well. Grand total of 31 turnovers for the defenders, 18 for Briarcliff. Steals, 20 for the Chargers, 10 for the defenders. Briarcliff was led by Morgan Hansen's 18 points for the defenders. They had no one reach double figures. Cassidy Vredebode had 9. 8 points for Micah Hulst, 7 for Robin Blunt, 6 for Paige Engbers, 6 for Kim Cruz, 5 for Abby Chapman, and 4 for Jamie Gasing for their total of 45. For the Chargers, 18 for Hansen, 7 of 13 from the floor, 2 for 3 on free throws. Kaylee Blake, 10 points, 9 for Jesse Korick, 8 for Lexi Henschke, 7 for Taylor Wagner. 5 points for Aaron Grimshaw, 3 for Emily Kay and Mackenzie Shipley, 2 for Julie Targi, and 2 for Taylor Vasa for their total of 67 points. Dort College was led in rebounds by Micah Hulst with 13 this evening, right at her season average. Kim Cruz ended with 9. She also was credited with 3 assists and 1 steal. 5 rebounds for Robin Blunt, 4 for Abby Chapman, and 3 for Cassidy Vredeboot. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 7 for Kaylee Blake and 5 for Morgan Hansen. Kaylee Blake had 4 assists, as did Jesse Corrick and Lexi Henschke. Jesse Corrick credited with 6 steals in this one, 3 for Julie Targhe. Kim Cruz had 3 assists to lead North College. Jamie Gasek had 2 assists and 5 steals. North College slips to 8-18 overall, 4-15 in the conference. Briarcliff 19-7 overall and 12-7 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is North College basketball, and you're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The North College defenders and Briarcliff Charger women concluding their contest moments ago. And we will take a look now at the scores from across the conference in women's play. And still waiting on one final. And it's going to be a while for that last final to come in. Mount Marty and Northwestern tied at 80-80, headed to overtime in Orange City. The rest of the games have gone final. College of St. Mary defeated Doan 94-77. The College of St. Mary now 9-10 in conference play. Doan is 7-12. Hastings defeated Nebraska Wesleyan 71-58. Briarcliff over Dort 67-45. The game you just listened to, Concordia over Midland 81-59. Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan. Morningside defeats Dakota Wesleyan 80-74. I believe that clinches it for the Morningside Mustangs now. 17-2. A 4-game lead, a 5-game lead with 3 games to go. Mount Marty and Northwestern deadlocked at 80, headed to overtime. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's conclude things with a women's contest as we visit with Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 67-45 decision here this evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium. And, Coach, turnovers an issue as the Briarcliff Chargers force 31 turnovers, many of those coming via steals, and those 20 steals, a lot of them translated into transition baskets and opportunities for them. It's not often you can pin it on one statistic, but I guess two statistics there are really the telling story of this ball game.
Yeah, I was definitely disappointed in how we handled their press in the second half. I just thought they came out more physical and tough than we did. We didn't execute our press break at all. You know, we told kids not to pass the ball right underneath the hoop, and that was the first place they cut, so that was definitely disappointing. We'd call timeouts to address it, and, you know, things wouldn't change. So, you know, that's probably my fault for not holding them accountable earlier in the season. But we just didn't make good decisions in the second half, especially out of the press, and that led to us only scoring 6 field goals.
In the third quarter, you were still right in this. You were down 40-39, and they went on a run over the last 4 or 5 minutes of the third quarter. I ended up going on a 15-0 run by the time it was all done at the start of the fourth quarter. Was it the press at that point that was giving you issues? Were you just not getting shots? What happened in that last 5 minutes or so of the third quarter?
You know, primarily it was their press and their physicality and toughness. Briarcliff kind of makes you play an ugly game, and they definitely amped it up in the second half there. And we just didn't have somebody who could really inbound the ball confidently. Our girls were second-guessing themselves a lot, which was tough. And we made some mistakes, and when we did get shots off, they unfortunately didn't fall, which could have given us some momentum. But I would say it was primarily their press and their toughness that made us struggle on that 15-0 run there.
Second half, or I should say in this ball game, when you did get it into your half-court offense, did you feel like you were getting the shots you wanted, or did some of that carry over into your half-court offense as well?
Some of it carried over into our half-court offense. I didn't think that we were necessarily – we have some tunnel vision sometimes, and so when we run some sets for some specific things, like getting the ball into Micah Holst, who was only 4 for 6 tonight, she only got 6 shots off. We didn't throw it into her when I thought we could have a couple of different times. You know, Abby Chapman is a really good shooter, and it's just unfortunate that tonight wasn't her night. She's made some really big shots for us this year, but You know, from the outside, she didn't shoot very well. Paige hit both of her threes in the first half. So, yeah, we got some looks that we were okay with and we were happy with, but unfortunately they just didn't fall for us. And I do think we need to get some more post touches, and we missed Micah quite a bit in the second half.
Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Saturday, a team that you were able to defeat here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, obviously down in Lincoln. Expect a far different type of team that you'll be facing in terms of effort, and it's going to take your best effort on Saturday, even though this is a team that only has 3 wins in the conference season.
Yeah, you know, Nicole Stay is still one of the best scorers in the conference, and she's not going to go 2-for-16 or 2-for-15 again on us this time, especially on her home court with her career winding down. So we're going to have to come ready to go. They're playing a little bit better basketball. They beat Midland just a few games ago just by 1 point, and we struggled with Midland before we kind of pulled away from them. So we're definitely going to have to come out ready to go and prepared.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall to Briarcliff 67-45. That'll put the finishing touches on the women's contest. Men's contest coming up shortly. Let's take a look at that now.